Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hey, folks, I've got another free view of the Lost Zane recordings from my time at 107.3 WBBL. I publish them twice a week on my Patreon, full shows from back in the radio days, in order from when they came out. Okay, so it's kind of like an audio time capsule for you. I'm going to give you a free view, the opening segment of that right now. And if you want access to all of the audio on my Patreon, just try it out for $5 for 1 month, and you will not be let down. I've got the Lost Zane recordings, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, the Insane Asylum, which is my two-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100, the Ben and Eric Weekly Patreon Bonus Podcast, and then the Daily Patreon Bonus Podcast. All right, it's all there for you, about 15 hours of material. Try it out with just the audio for just $5. And if you like it, well, then perfect. You can let it ride each month, or you can sign up for the full year, and I will save you 10%. Super fans sign up for $10 a month because they get the audio, the video, and the live streams. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
It's the Eric Zane Show. Underway, up and running. It's away. Show number 114 has begun. Right in the middle of downtown Grand Rapids for all of West Michigan. Thanks for joining us. 800-785-1073. That's how you can get a hold of us. And the Alan Bob's phone line, 800-785-1073. Now, weather today, not that great. You won't see a lot of sun. And starting to cool down from what I'm hearing. 72 for a high. Pretty good chance that there'll be a passing shower moving through the area. Might see peaks of the sun Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the low to mid-70s. I guess that's normal. 66 outside right now. We say hi to Julius. Julius, good morning.
Good morning. What are you expecting? It's September 23rd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Won't be long now. Won't be long. Stay with it. Before long, we'll have snow. Tyler Doan is here. Tyler, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Eric. How are you?
Not bad. Nice to have you along. The crew is here. A lot of things to get to today, including one of the things I'm most looking forward to. Typically, it's something that's that we're doing around here, something that's happened amongst us. But one of the things I'm most looking forward to is getting into the audio of Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis and Hillary Clinton. And can I just say that even saying a name of a candidate right now is not really what the direction of this show. We started to go down the road of commentating on the election process, and then we let it go intentionally because it became such a catastrophic powder keg, right. And it was very negative for us because no matter what we did to try to just act like we were a part of it or away from it and just make comments and jokes, people would take it very personally. Right? fair to say? And it just got,
people are sensitive. It
just,
but yeah,
it just got to be, and I have no problem with anybody taking us to task on those things because it is such a sensitive thing. So I decided intentionally to just let that all filter through, and we'll be away from that. But this piece of footage with Zach Galifianakis and Mrs. Clinton, he takes really hard shots at her to her face. and he also makes fun of Mr. Trump.
There are some parts in there that really, I laughed hard.
Yes. Now, you need to know that one of the top Trump honks, one of the top Trump slappies, Kid Rock, has voiced his approval. He says, "I don't care who you vote for. This is funny."
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know Kid Rock had a sense of humor.
He said, no, he really does. He wrote, "Funny is funny, and this is really, really funny." And he's actually referenced in it, Galifianakis, as a Kid Rock reference.
Dude, Kid Rock would jump at that, being a cabinet member. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah. So, please, all I'm asking is that for this, when we do get into it,
don't get butt hurt.
We lay down the arms, and we do not fight. No one calls us out. We don't call you out. We just play you that and laugh. That's all this is. Please have a sense of humor. That's all we ask, because I don't want this to turn into, yeah, but. Because in this election process, it's not out of the question for us to take a call locally here in West Michigan, or even some of the leftovers from who are listening online in different parts around the country, to have a phone call with us that says, let's talk, maybe weighing in on a topic about whatever, goats in the city. And then someone brings in one of the candidates into that call. It's almost unavoidable.
I've said before, those are the dumbest people on this planet. The ones who bring in politics to something that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. So, and that's
you know why they're wild goats?
Because
Obama did it.
Right.
What?
Things
we,
like that.
We literally weren't talking about politics. We're talking about wild goats.
So just so you know, it is the goal of this show to be away from that. There are so many things that are just more fun to talk about on the air. So we kind of have this show where we're going to keep it on a certain level. And since it's a very, very funny bit. I'll kind of do a shortened version of this little pep talk before we air it. But just so you know, in the next hour and 20 minutes or so, we will play the audio of Zach Galifianakis and Mrs. Clinton. Can I just say this? I know it's giving some of it away. He starts it out. Mrs. Clinton is sitting there. You hear the music for Between Two Ferns from FunnyOrDie.com. Galifianakis walks out dressed as the Grim Reaper. The whole rumor is about her dying. It all comes together right there. He sneaks up on her. He's like tiptoeing towards her when she's not looking, dressed as the Grim Bleeping Reaper.
And then he gets tackled by the Secret Service.
Two Secret Service dudes run out and just body slam him. And boy, he took a big hit. I mean, they threw him down. I mean, violently. And he goes, "I was just trying to scare her." The mask goes flying. It is awesome. Man, very funny stuff. So that is on the way. We got a lot of feedback on Dear Meathead yesterday. It continued throughout the day with my dad. If you missed Dear Meathead, that bit is quietly finding its groove. And we did it in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday. So if you check out the podcast, you have to get that. You have to listen to Dear Meathead when my dad weighed in on several topics, including how to handle a child if you're a teacher, a young elementary age child that's acting up in class.
Just hit him.
His response,
spoiler alert,
walk up and do exactly what Julius just said. So, yeah, whatever, we give that. It's still funny to hear him the way he says it. Oh, my gosh. Not to mention his take on what a guy wants to do. A dude is having a love problem with a woman in a long-distance relationship, and she's from an Asian country which opens up many, many countries. But I don't know what he was thinking in his response. Who knows where his brain is, but let's just say he's 82 years old and set in his ways. So I don't know. I'm still up in the air about how he really feels about it. Julie?
I was trying to make an excuse for him.
Yeah, and I think that that's fair. I think he's just a little dense sometimes.
The way he worded it was wrong.
Oh, it,
his
sounded,
idea
it sounded so bad. But I got, okay, I had one, two, three, or four interactions with people, random people, talking to me about that segment.
Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Now, yesterday after the show, I had a lunch meeting with the guy who represents me, and by extension, the show. His name's Joe, and he was in town to speak to a bunch of lawyers at DeVos Place. And
just, hey, a lawyer convention.
Yes, exactly. He was
that sounds like a fun place.
He comes in, he's walking in, he's wearing a suit. And I'm like, oh, I go, look at you. He goes, yeah, I hate this. He's not a suit-wearing guy. He's jeans and T-shirt lawyer. He's cool lawyer.
Cool lawyer.
He's an entertainment lawyer. He only represents acts, radio shows, TV shows, and actors, actresses, and bands, and musicians. So he's a cool lawyer. And he comes walking into, we're at Z's, and we sit down, and it isn't long before the waitress says, hey, that guy at the bar says hi. I go, oh, well, that's very nice. And I go, hey, how you doing, buddy? And I go, have him come over here. So he comes walking over. And it's important. It's pertinent to the story, but he's a black guy. He comes walking up to me and he goes, hey, how you doing? I go, hey, what's going on? He goes, I'm Tyson. I go, nice to meet you, Tyson. Hey, thanks for listening. He goes, oh, man, I love the show. Doan is hilarious. Julius is very funny. You guys are really finding your groove, and it's especially lately, it's really getting funny. I'm loving the show. I go, well, that's like the – I go, dude, you've made my day hearing that, because we're in this period of the show. Like on the last show back in 2004, there was like an 18-month period where no one knew us, and we were just starting, and it was a lot of trepidation. And any time during those 18 months to hear someone tell you on the street that they like it is
big stuff.
Big stuff. And it wasn't until like 12.
We've been trying to build our black audience for months now.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So, and then like 18 months into that, in my old show, once we dug in some traction, it was like, uh-oh, this thing's going to be big. It was like, oh, thank God. And you could relax a little, less pressure. So now I'm back in this. You know, 12, 13 years later, I'm back in that mode. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been at it you better make it happen or you're out. And I know that going in, man. So while we still try to build this show, that's some pretty big pressure for anybody. So what to hear him unsolicited walk up to me in a restaurant and tell me that, it was enormous. So I thanked him. And then we took a picture. It was really cool. And he goes, hey, we have to do two things. I go, what is it, Tyson? He goes, we got to get more black people listening.
100% agree.
And we got to come up with a name for them to represent the black listeners. So, because on our last show, we called them the Black Army, but we shortened it to Blarmy, which was cool. And now that we're away from that, I don't want to take that. It's been mentioned before, but that's their thing, and they've got it, so good for them. But we've got to come up with our own thing.
The Black Delegation.
You know, that might be it right there. I was thinking for a short and sweet, maybe an acronym of some type. If any of our African-American representation that listen to this show, I know of two, personally. I know Tyson, and I know Jawan. And Jawan, I think, I don't know if he, I think he might be a podcaster, so he might get this later. So I'm going to need something from the black contingency to somehow... maybe some inspiration, what we can do to increase our African-American listenership and come up with an awesome name to represent them.
Do you watch House of Cards?
I do.
You know, when he's trying to get, in season one, he's trying to get the black delegation. You're the leader of the black caucus. The blockus.
That might be it, too. We have two great thoughts. Black delegation might be wordy. Blockus is... I like it. That has moved up to number one of the two.
Or
that
blackest, if you want to call it that.
The blackest, black caucus, blackest, blockus. I don't know.
I like it.
I like them both. That's something to consider. So as this show builds, we need to hear more from them, from our African-American audience, and just a roll call, if you will. We could do one show only, where the only calls we take are from African-Americans. Well, hell, that's a bad idea because we don't even get calls from the white people. So, yeah, that won't work. We'll go for months without getting a phone call, for crying out loud. But then he bought my lunch.
Really?
Yes. So
you order?
I had, it was like a turkey sandwich on like a pretzel bun. And you have got to try this over at
Z's. Wish you would
have
gotten the filet mignon?
I had already ordered. He was smart enough to wait till I ordered.
Yeah.
And they, hey, wait, what did Eric order?
Oh, turkey.
But this dude, he bought my friggin' lunch.
That's awesome.
Yes.
You're a lawyer too or no?
Nope. Didn't buy his.
Good. He's a lawyer.
Yeah, he didn't. He's loaded. He takes 5% right off the top anyway. So he didn't have to lift one finger. He works one day a year when he negotiated the deal. He didn't have to work for 3 years. Didn't have to do anything. Unless I get in the weeds and piss off Joel down the street at the Deltaplex, then he'll have to step in and fix it. But, that was fun. It was cool interacting with that dude.
What did your lawyer order?
A pulled pork barbecue sandwich.
He wins. Definitely, yep. That one.
Oh, it was good. You got to try this pretzel bun thing, though. There you go. That's a freebie for you. We got a someone's starting to get an idea of what we're doing when we speak with Bill on 10 Minutes with Huge.
Took him that long?
Well, it's only been a few times that it's happened, but when Bill starts going off on two things, self-promotion or mentioning sponsors, you have the Bill Bell. So when you hear things like 24 years doing a talk show, there's the Bill Bell.
Hey, how many of Facebook likes does he have?
When it goes down the road of Facebook likes, there's the Bill Bell.
Twitter followers? How many does he have there?
Twitter followers, it's a very high number. It's a very well-attended show. Statewide show heard all across the great state of Michigan. Network show heard 350 radio stations all across North America.
Saturday night, huge show.
Brands, ice cold Miller Lite, gloves and tarps. I don't think he has gloves and tarps anymore. Yeah, I didn't realize that there was actually a store that is a glove and tarp store. And that's an older sponsor that that Bill had on years ago. And he said, oh, yeah, John's Gloves and Tarps. When you need gloves and tarps, you go to John's Gloves and Tarps. But the dude spent money, so what the hell? 800-785-1073. I'm guessing that Tom from Wayland, because he's from Wayland, is not a part of the blockus. But you never know. Tom, how are you? Welcome to the Eric Zane Show.
Hi, Eric. No, I am extremely white.
Okay. So anyway, you said you had an idea for our African-American audience name that they can be represented by, a strong name. Please don't.
They're black listeners, so just simply the BL.
Not a bad idea. We'll consider that. Thank you, Tom. 800-785-1073.
It's from Wayland. That was a terrible
idea. Yeah.
Public school.
Well, there's no bad idea.
That's not true.
I'm trying to be nice here. I'm trying to be political. It wasn't that bad. But, yeah, as we continue to grow the show, it starts with the African-American audience. And like spokes of a wheel, we continue to work our way outward. In the very next segment, the superstation in Chicago, WGN. Did you hear about this? Did you hear what they did?
Oh, I saw that story yesterday.
Okay, we'll tell you what they think about...
Something to do with Grand Rapids.
Yeah. It was weird to suddenly hear this...
Hot take?
Yeah, the beautiful Grand Rapids being put on blast by some dude in Chicago.
And you might be surprised by my thoughts on it.
Just blasting from the back of the room. We'll check in and find out exactly what that is all about. Is this Dominic?
Yeah.
Hey, Dominic, you're in beautiful Bay City, Michigan, listening online, huh?
Right. No, I'm listening on a truck driver going to Grand Rapids. I listen to you all the time.
Okay, fantastic. So what's your idea?
Julius, I think, had a black delegation. You could shorten it to Black Asian, like Black Nation.
Okay. Good call. Good call, Dominic. What are you hauling today?
Produce for Jack's Fruit Market.
Jack's Fruit Market, do I remember there was one in Midland, Michigan?
Yeah. We were up our way on Z93 years ago. You were the funny part of the Joe and the Poor Boy.
Wow, and you're still doing that, man. That's terrific.
Yeah,
very cool.
40 years of driving up here.
Wow, Dominic. Thank you for listening. Okay, buddy?
Okay, Eric.
See you, man.
You guys are funny.
Thank you very much.
You asked him what he's hauling. There used to be a radio show. I don't remember what it was. I think it's a trucker radio show that my dad used to listen to.
Is it Red Eye Radio?
I don't think it was Red Eye. No, it was like on WLS down in Cincinnati or something. They would do a bit. Who are you? What you hauling? And like the truckers, because they would like cater mostly to like the trucker
absolutely.
Audience.
Absolutely.
And they would tell the screener, hey, I'm a trucker. And then who are you? What you hauling? Tell your name and I'm hauling that.
I'm Cletus. Dildos.
So it reminded me of that. Because one time I went with my dad. And this was like the weirdest thing. Who are you? What you hauling?
It stuck with you, huh?
It did stick with me. We were like, I hadn't thought about that for years. But when you said, what are you hauling?
Well, then we need to. Okay, I'm glad we jogged your brain. Because the next time we get a call, like in 4 days, we need to start it off with, Who are you and what are you hauling? Just to see how that goes. So if you're listening right now to this segment, and you, whether you're hauling anything or not, we're going to ask you, who are you? What are you hauling?
If you're late for work, you might be hauling ass. I don't know.
To hear how that would go. Yeah, I'm wondering where that goes.
I'm going to try to find this.
If you say, who are you? What are you hauling? And he says, windmill parts. I mean, where do you go from there? Say, oh, okay, cool. Is that it? I mean, I guess that's just a shout out.
That's the only thing I remember because it was like a funny sounder.
Oh,
they had like a sounder.
And you hear like that song Convoy playing in the background while the big rig guys call up. All right, so WGN doesn't like the GR flag. We'll find out.
You gave it away.
I just did.
That's
okay, you know what? I'm actually going to dump that because I'm a mess. I'm absolutely a mess. Listeners online and the podcast will hear that. I apologize. I didn't swear, but I actually blew the tease. So that fixes it somewhat. My God, what an idiot. It's going to be a long morning, I'm telling you. Stupid ass Eric. I am so upset at myself for that. You know why I did that, Julius? Because I wrote down actually what happened in the show plan. So from now on, I can't, because if it's in front of me, I'll read it like mm-hmm. that. So I need to just write it specifically
right.
The tease. What a dumbass. Can you believe that, Don? What a catastrophe.
I went out of my way to try to stop you from doing it the last time.
And I was okay there,
but
then I got flustered. I was like, oh, let's come on, let's do my tease now. And then I botched it. Damn it! Son of a bitch!
See, we could have just gone over that because we did dump it, so it was like, now everyone knows you ruined it.
Well, yeah, but they didn't hear it on air.
That's what I mean, yeah. We could have just gone over,
but it's still funnier to browbeat myself. I like doing that, and it lets everybody know that I'm a complete idiot. All right. If anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them the Eric Zane Show. On 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the full show, it's at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Otherwise, no prob. Thanks for the time. Till next time. Bye-bye.